Well, September is Disability Employment Month in BC, and it recognizes employers who hire people with disabilities and informs others on the benefits of inclusive hiring. By 2024, the provincial government hopes to make BC the most progressive province in Canada on this front, but they can't do it alone. Mark Gruenheide is the manager of vocational initiatives at the BC Centre for Ability. Tamara Vrooman is president and CEO of Van City Credit Union. The two have been working together to create job opportunities for people with disabilities, and both of them have been good enough to join us in studio this morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Tamara, to you first, why did you get involved with this initiative?
Well, you know, we had been looking at ways to hire people with disabilities for some time. And about 3 years ago, we really wanted to step it up. We had a few people in our organization, but really we wanted to do more and we wanted to learn more about hiring people. So we thought we needed a partner. So we went to the BC Centre for Ability to help us learn a bit more about what we could do to reach out to the community, to understand the needs for people with disabilities, and to improve our own workplace and hiring practices. And it's been a great partnership.
And Mark, tell me about kicking off this initiative from your end.
Yeah, well, it was a great thing for us because we've worked for a number of years with employers to try and increase the awareness and the understanding around hiring people with disabilities, and we'd done some work with Van City, and they introduced a strategic priority within their own sort of internal structure that included persons with disabilities and the more awareness around that, and approached us to say, hey, would you like to help us with this? So it involved having a consultant from our organization work within Van City in their HR department, in their people solutions department, and it really was eye-opening for both sides, and ended up being a great move because it opened up the conversation around hiring people with disabilities and got people thinking.
And Tamara, what did it mean for your organization in practical terms? I mean, as far as hiring went, how many people did you hire and what are they doing?
Yeah. So we have people throughout our organization, everyone from our call center, folks who sit in a chair can work quite nicely and in our call center, to our HR department, to our finance department, to our frontline branch staff. And what it really means, you know, people with disabilities, this isn't charity or volunteer work. You know, they can do the job. They just happen to have a few different needs than maybe you or I would. And so it's made a big difference to our organization as well. A lot of times people with disabilities, you know, they've had to overcome difficulty and they've had to think about things differently. And so they bring different perspectives. They think about things innovatively. They're always energetic about let's try something new. And they really have improved the culture, the morale, the energy of organizations in ways that are beyond just the bottom line numbers.
Yeah, Mark, what was preventing organizations from hiring people with different abilities?
Well, it's an interesting one, Stephen. I don't think there's much talk against the whole movement, right? You know, I mean, people are willing to look at it, but there's a lot of misconception, a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of fear around it. I think what we do as a society is unfortunate. We put people in a category, that being persons with disabilities. And you know, if you think about it, someone with a mental health challenge doesn't have a very similar experience to someone who uses a wheelchair, but we tend to classify them in the same boat.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, getting the conversation going is the first step. A lot of employers will look at it and go, we'd love to do that, but it'll cost too much money. It'll be, you know, it'll be detrimental to our bottom line. And as Tamara mentioned, this is not, we're not talking about charity. We're not talking about hiring people that are the wrong fit. We're talking about opening up your mind to looking at maybe a different perspective. And you know, accommodating someone with a disability does not cost a lot of money most of the time. Occasionally, it will incur a cost. But most of the time, people with disabilities are aware of their own needs, and they are able to come forward with, you know, almost always a no-cost or low-cost solution to that.
It just seems odd to me that we're having this conversation now. I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but in the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, we're finally hearing people saying, yeah, you know, I hired this many disabled people and my productivity shot through the roof and they're the best possible employees you could have. Why are we just having this conversation now?
Well, I think, you know, lots of it, for better or for worse, has to do with the labor market. And so when there is a shortage in some areas, people will start to look at alternatives. Mm-hmm. What we found, though, is once employers and businesses start to look at alternatives, they find the benefits exceed their expectations. So one story that we have is that we had a staff member in a branch who was learning, hearing impaired. And so she needed a special hearing device installed, and frankly, our folks thought it was going to be really expensive. Well, Stephen, it was $200. Hmm. And we installed it, made the world of difference to her ability to hear. But what we didn't expect is we had at least a dozen members come in and tell us over the course of 6 months that they had been afraid to come into the branch because they also were hearing impaired. And they'd noticed that we'd made that change. They'd referred some new members to our branch, so new customers for us, because we were... So the benefits often exceed employers' expectations. Mm-hmm. And I think the more literacy there is, the more we're talking about the benefits and more that employers have that experience, they're seeing... It's something not only nice to do, but right. essential to do for their business, which is great.
And you're also reflecting the community. People get to come in and see themselves in the people they're encountering in the workplace.
Absolutely.
Is it difficult, Mark, keeping those employees once they're hired? I mean, what are the retention levels like?
Well, there has been a tendency for people to identify persons with disabilities as being capable of doing entry-level work and not moving beyond that. And that's
right.
another discussion that we're having because, there's lots and lots of examples that I can draw on of people that have done very well and move forward in companies, including Vancity, where, essentially the difference is not there, right? You know, the fact that someone has a disability yet is able to do the job will override. It's usually attitudes that are keeping people back, right? You know,
right.
And I have had conversations with employers who will say, you know, it's great to hire people with disabilities because they're so happy in an entry-level job, they'll just stay there forever.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, that's one of the myths that gets thrown around. Really, most people with disabilities, or many, will have the same ambition as anyone else would.
Well, and that's it. And of course they would. Why wouldn't they?
Of course.
Is the other question.
Yeah.
But tell me, because it's interesting, when you talked about the person who's hearing impaired, Tamara, you're talking about the assumption immediately is, oh, this is going to be expensive. And then it's not. I'm interested, Mark, how do you get employers not to go in that direction immediately, thinking, this is too big?
Yeah, it's a tough one, Stephen. It's a tough one. It takes a good example. It takes other employers, stories from the field, right? You know, one of the things that's a unique feature of the programs we do at the BC Centre is we have a couple of advisory groups. One is employers that have done well with disability hiring, and another is persons with disabilities who have succeeded in their careers. And
right.
This group is very, very important in the work we do because we're putting on events in the city. There's a series that we do through the Abilities in Mind program called Candidly Speaking, and we do these talks for employers. And I generally have someone with a disability speaking at one of these who's somebody who's successful. And the comments afterwards are almost always the same. It's like, wow, that person was a really articulate and interesting individual. It's like, how about that? You know,
why wouldn't they be?
Exactly.
So tell me about the next steps in this, though. I mean, here you are two, you know, forward-thinking, very progressive people trying to make BC the most accessible province in the country. Where do you take it from here, Tamara?
Mm-hmm. So part of what we're doing based on our learnings is... through helping the province, I co-chair a group of CEOs and presidents called the President's Disability Employers Council. And it really represents quite a diverse group of mm-hmm. business leaders across all sectors. And we're really looking at ways to showcase where we've had success as organizations for each other. But also, you know, Stephen, the majority of the businesses in British Columbia are small businesses. And so I think that's it's one thing for an organization like mine, you know, 2,500 people, an HR department with resources that can partner with Mark and his
right.
organization. But what about, you know, 2 and 3 employee businesses? How do we get them confident and able to hire people with disabilities? So that's the place we're going to start next.
And where do you start with doing that, Mark?
Well, a lot of conversations, a lot of awareness events, a lot of, it's funny, small business is interesting because I find there's quite a few small business owners who are open to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easier route to success sometimes because it's a matter of just talking to a couple of people. people, convincing them it might be a good idea, and then, you know, seeing the results very quickly. So, you know, it is a matter of spreading the word, having folks like Tamara speak openly about it. And, you know, like any movement, like any sort of special interest group or marginalized group, it's just building the awareness in the community and getting more people to see that it's happening. I hear lots of people talk about it now. Quite a few years ago when I started in the field, people would say, "You do what?
Yeah.
Hiring people with disabilities? That sounds really wacky." You know, and now it's much more in the sort of regular discussion amongst people.
Well, it's great to hear from both of you this morning. Thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Steven.
Great to see you. Tamara Vrooman, the president and the CEO of Van City, co-chair of the President's Group, and Mark Gruenhide, the manager of vocational initiatives at the BC Center for Ability.